Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. 51 degrees, which is halfway between 10 and 11 degrees Celsius. Still double digits. We're okay. 92% humidity. There we go. That's Portland. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Pick up your feet, Dave. A clear morning in Portland. So I got proper morning light. Feels like the morning. So I had this entry on my Google Calendar for this evening. Snack at Goodfoot. And that's all there was, that and an address. And Goodfoot is a local venue, bar, restaurant, but also musical venue, and they got musical acts going there. It's like, huh. I didn't have a name. I didn't have, you know, snack with Bob at Goodfoot. It was just snack at Goodfoot. I'm going, what the hell? I'm racking my brain trying to think, had I made a date with someone or a dinner appointment with someone? I couldn't for the life of me remember. I'm asking Allie, I'm asking Muse, I'm asking Kevin, everybody that I knew, and everybody's going, no, not me. So I finally put it up on Facebook. It's like, people in Portland, do I have something with you tonight or tomorrow night? And eventually, a lot of people had great suggestions, like, just go. You know, and see if you recognize anybody. It's like, oh, geez. Which I was just about resolved to do. But then I remembered Allie's partner, Rob, is, well, and Allie as well, they're both very connected to the music scene in Portland. And I tried to remember if Snack was a band. And reached out to Rob, and Rob said, yeah, they're a band. Here's their website. Looked at their website. They had no shows for this evening. And finally, Allie found a post on their Facebook page saying they had a show scheduled for tonight at Goodfoot, but it got canceled. And it's like, oh, okay. So, and I vaguely recall, you know, Rob posting that this band was awesome. They'd gone and see them, you know, a few weeks ago. And finding out when they were playing next and setting the date so I could go watch the band. So, mystery solved. But, dang. I really need to be more articulate in my calendar entries, because that was driving me crazy. Life moves pretty fast here in Portland. I gotta take better notes moving forward. So, looked ahead to the weather forecast for the next week or so, and it's decidedly un-May-like. It's actually going to get cooler. It's not getting warmer. Now, it's going to be a lovely day today, but apparently tomorrow and Friday it's going to get rainy, so it's going to be cooler, and then the temperatures just don't come back up again. It's like, what the hell? I might actually break out the the wool coat for these walks in the days to come. And that's just strange. I expect the I expect better of the Pacific Northwest, but then I have nothing to gauge it by, no standard to hold it to. But everybody I'm talking to says this is unusual, that spring is taking its sweet time asserting itself. So, okay, fine. Oh well. We will take it as it comes. See, yesterday was a classic reason why I moved to Portland day. Muse came by unexpectedly after work. Powell's, which was awesome. I need to get this shot. I already have a shot for the morning, but Powell's has this very cool book sign. It's just like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, awesome. Let's see if I can do this without unseating the microphone. That would be a good thing. Yeah. Had a couple of technical glitches. Not that recorded, but enough to make me concerned about the mic again. I might have to switch over to that Bluetooth mic Brother Joe hooked me up with, because now both of the wired mics that I have aren't being exactly reliable. So that's a thing. Technical instabilities, don't you know? Hopefully I didn't just mess up this recording. So, yeah. It was really lovely to see her unexpectedly like that. I just seen her this weekend. So it's not like I was missing her, although I kind of always do. Her and Allie both. Part of this whole dating thing is there's more time not with the person you care about than with you, the person you care about. Which, that's dating. That's just the way it is, but that's not been my experience. Up to this point, I've been kind of a serial monogamist. So, dating is not a paradigm that I'm familiar with or used to. So, the chance to... What the heck? What is that? That's the light device. Or the light changer. It's rattling. That's a bit analog for lighting for street lights. You expect electricity to be quiet, not rattle in a metal box by the lamppost. Anyway, having that impromptu time together was just kind of made it that much more special. That know, it wasn't on the books, it wasn't scheduled, but she wanted to spend time with me. And you know, didn't have a lot, but a little bit was okay, and that was nice. It's, I guess it's nice to be desired. And, you know, it's not that if that doesn't happen, then I'm not desired. But when it does, it's a nice affirmation, I guess, more than anything else. Anyway, that was lovely. And then talked with my friends Steve and Sarah in Greeley, Colorado. We talked for way too long. I don't talk with them enough, but somehow I don't even think if we talked like every week, if our conversations would be any shorter. When I was living in Colorado, Steve became a friend. We were working together at Excelsior Software, educational software company, and we would take walks just to get away from the desk. And that was kind of a bonding moment because we realized we were kindred spirits. So we take these walks and have conversations. And Steven definitely has a gift of gab. So the two of us are quite a combo. And then he started dating Sarah and they got married. And of course, if I like Steven and Steven likes Sarah, therefore I like Sarah, and I do. So if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. The math of relationships, the math of friendship. But, God, we talked. And it's really nice to get caught up with them. Yeah, we talked about Legos. So Steven makes Legos like faithfully, like not the little things. He makes the authentic recreations of the Lamborghini 1236, you know, 1965, blah blah. But these things are, I mean, they have transmissions. Okay, you're making a Lego version of a Lamborghini, and it has a functioning transmission where you can shift in the little cockpit, in the little driver's seat, you can shift the drive gear, and then the pistons in the engine move differently when you push it across the floor because you're in a higher gear or whatever. So he's serious about his Legos, and the only reason he's fallen off the Lego wagon is because he doesn't have enough room to show and display all the Lego creations that he's made. The whole culture of Lego, from their instructions, which are completely wordless. There are no words in their instructions on how to put things together. It's all visuals. And they have, you know, a template for that. The crafting of the bricks and the attention to detail in those. I mean, and the creations that come out of those design studios. It's a science. Lego is its own science. Which is astonishing and wonderful in its own right. And I am now back in Jameson Square, so I can stop the blather and let you get on with your day, and I will get on with mine. Morning.
Good morning.
So that's a walk. That's a walk for Wednesday. The tipping point, the pivotal day between the beginning and the end of the week. Balance shifts. We can realign for that swift glide into the weekend. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope unexpected opportunities drop in your lap. I hope you have lovely conversations with intriguing people. I hope life gives you things to smile about. Oh God, Lovejoy Bakers is making bacon. Oh God, every time. When they didn't used to do that. We've been doing this for months now, and I've never smelled bacon at Lovejoy Bakers, but now, it's a thing. What the heck? Maybe they started venting differently. I don't know. But regardless of how your day goes down, remember the words of Zigzag Claiborne, who, by the way, has a story in Fantasy and Science Fiction magazine, which is like the big thing. It's like the science fiction publication, science fiction and fantasy publication of the industry. And he's on the frickin' cover, which is just awesome. And he got a great review of his story in there too. So what a shock, right? You get into fantasy science fiction, you're gonna be writing some good stories. So Brother Zig, love to you, man. Zig says, despite everything, create. I tend to agree. It just adds to the world. And that's never a bad thing. And I will say love fearlessly, because that pays unlooked for dividends as well. It's not always easy, but man alive, it does add some music to the day. I promise I will do the same, and I will talk to you soon.